used to yell a lot, not for his meals. My mother used to take him to see a butler and he'd color out the teeth, you know, and he'd wipe the milk out in quick time and yell for some more. Well, I fed him like that for a time, and then my father went and, well, after he got some touches, father used to get a little bit of dry wheat and give him just a handful in the morning for him to crack that. And then he went to the ironmonger at Metheringham and bought a little metal trough. And mother used to give him about a basin full of stuff at a time, powers and that sort of thing, you know, and water. And he went on like that. While my father killed a big pig, then he shoved him in. He took the big pig's place in the sty. Well, I couldn't give him no wrong to eat, you know, he would eat any mortal thing, even Rehoboam. And he went on and on like that there. And one day when the old neighbour was going past old Craven, Merriweather, he shouted him in. He said, "Come and have a look at this pig, Craven." So Craven come and had a look at him. "My God," he says. He says, "He's the best pig of the bunch." So he said, "I think I did wrong, you were giving you that pig." So, well, he said, "I don't know about that." He said, "It's too late now." So, well, he said, "Is it good?" And he kept going on and on like that there. And my father, he fed him for a year and a half, and then he killed him. And he wasn't in the habit of weighing his pigs when he killed them, really. And because he said it nearly made more or less on them. But he called his old neighbour in, old Billy Baker, and they cut this pig up and weighed it. And when it was weighed, it weighed 39 stone and a half.